When you hear a show tune from the Great White Way, does a shiver run through ya? Well, we're giving them to ya. Sing hallelujah and shout hooray. Come on along and listen to Broadway to Main Street, USA.
Bluebirds round my door singing like they did before that old storm broke out and my man went off and left me in the rain. Though he's gone, I doubt if he'll stay away for good. I'd stop living if you would. Love is funny. It's not always peaches, cream, and honey. Just when everything looked bright and sunny, suddenly the storm clouds came. I'll never be the same. Till the sun comes out and the rain stops beating on my windowpane. If my heart holds out, let it rain and let it pour. There'll be bluebirds round my door. Love is funny. It's not always peaches, cream, and honey. Just when everything looked bright and sunny, suddenly the storm clouds came. I'll never be the same.
Indeed, let's give it up for the one and only Judy Garland. Well, the sun is coming up this afternoon on a particularly interesting episode of Broadway to Main Street, in my humble opinion. This is Larry Maslon, your host for Self Same Said Show, emanating out of Peconic Public Broadcasting 88.3 FM. Originating in our studio in Southampton, New York. And I should mention today is the last day of our challenge drive. So if you haven't gone online and shown your support for certainly this great station, and if in passing this swell show, now is the time to do so. Well, Judy Garland is always featured frequently on Broadway to Main Street. I guess if anyone is an honorary member of Broadway to Main Street, or Broadway, it would, I suppose, Judy Garland and Frank Sinatra, and I guess Tony Bennett, you might want to throw them in there. But one of the interesting things about Judy Garland, as incredibly influential, as incredibly as seminal as she is at disseminating this great music from the American Popular Songbook, she never really appeared in a Broadway show. She did a concert at the Palace, of course, and at Carnegie Hall, and occasionally did pseudo versions, film versions of Broadway shows. She was supposed to be in Annie Get Your Gun. The film version never happened. Towards the end of her life, she was desperate to be on stage in MAME. Never happened. But she is so entwined with great music of American popular culture that I feel that we should doff our little black fedora a la Summerstock to Judy Garland. And today, we're very specifically going to look at the song she rendered by the one and only Harold Arlen. And Arlen and Garland, their names are even somewhat assonant, formed an incredible partnership that dominated the mid-century in American popular music. So that's what we're going to look at today, Judy Sings Arlen. You just heard a song she knocked out of the ballpark by Arlen and one of his first lyricists, Ted Koehler. Let us go to an early recording on Decca. Now, remember, Judy not only was in the movies with MGM, or she was in vaudeville before that, she was at MGM, she's also a recording star. She also went into the studio on very strange occasions. That wasn't her first love, as it were, the way it was Sinatra's, but she did turn out some wonderful, wonderful stuff from the studio. Here is a song I just adore from Hooray for What, lyrics by Yip Harburg from 1935, 36, Buds Won't Bud. Judy Garland sings Harold Arlen.
Buds won't bud, breeze won't breeze, and dew won't dew. One and one ain't even two. When the love you love won't love you. Buds won't bud, chicks won't chick, and nicks won't nag. Blue is white and white is black. When the love you love won't love back. On account, there's no accounting. When you can't have the one you like, all your troubles keep on mounting, and the world is on a sit-down strike. 'Cause buds won't bud, breeze won't breeze, and dew won't dew. One one ain't even two. When the love you love won't love you. Buds won't bud, breeze won't breeze, and crow won't crow. Eeny, meeny's minus mo. When the love you love says hi-ho. Buds won't bud, notes won't note, and knots won't knot. T's won't cross and I's won't dot. When the hope you've hoped goes to pot. On account, there's no accounting. When you can't bring your dream about, all your troubles keep on mounting, and the world is just a big blackout. 'Cause buds won't bud, breeze won't breeze, and dew won't dew. C-O-D is I-O-U. When the love you love won't love you.
Gosh, what a song. The young Judy Garland singing for Decca. I said it was 1934. Hooray for What was 1937. And that, I think, was recorded in 1940. Well, in 1939, Arlen and Garland's paths crossed in a way that would change American pop culture forever. Jerome Kern was supposed to write the score for an MGM film called The Wizard of Oz, and he took ill, and the team of Arlen and Yip Harburg, who had moved to Hollywood, had been so successful on Broadway, were brought in to write the score to The Wizard of Oz. And we'll get, of course, to the crown jewel a little later in the program. Here are two songs. One is Ray Bolger appearing on the Judy Garland television show in the early 1960s, and Judy gets to sing a bit of a song she doesn't really sing in the film, the great final lyric, and then a song that was cut from The Wizard of Oz, which Judy recorded commercially. So two Arlen Garland rarities from The Wizard of Oz.
I could while away the hours conferring with the flowers and shells. And my head I'd be scratching while my thoughts were busy hatching if I only had a brain. I'd unravel every riddle for any individual in trouble or in pain. With the thoughts I'd be thinking, I could be another Lincoln if I only had a brain. Come on, you know what? I could tell you why.
I could tell you why. What's next?
The ocean's near the shore. I could think of things. I could think of things I never thought before. And then I'd sit. And then I'd sit. And think some more. I would not be just a nuffin', my head all full of stuffin', my heart all full of pain. And perhaps I deserve you, and be even worthy of you, if I only had a brain.
Follow the yellow bit, folks.
You remember, this is the great guy, he was so wonderful and such a marvelous performance, Bert Law, the Cowardly Lion. Well, that is the funniest thing to me. Now, Bert is a really dreamy guy, and he's so sincere, you know. He's so, his work means more to him than anything else in the whole world.
He was so hot in that lion's costume.
Oh, the poor guy said, weigh 90 pounds. He said, look at that tin man over there, going to sleep, sound asleep on an iron voice, I can't sleep at night. But anyway, what happened to him was that he fought with the studio. They wanted to give him a 5-week guarantee, and he insisted on a 6. And it was 5. He said 6. They said 5. He said 6. They settled for 6, and the picture ran 7 months.
Did you just hear what I just heard?
That noise don't come from an ordinary bird.
It may be just a cricket or a critter in the trees.
It's giving me the jitters and the joints around the knees.
I think I see a jidjik and he's fuzzy and he's furry. I haven't got a brain, but I think I ought to worry.
I haven't got a heart, but I've got a palpitation.
As Monica the poorest, I don't like the situation.
Are you going to stand around and let him fill us full of horror?
I'd like to roar him down.
But I think I've lost my roar.
It's a hooses.
It's a hooses.
It's a whatses.
It's a watches.
Who's that?
Who's that?
Who's that?
Who's that?
Who's that hiding in the treetops? It's that rascal, the jitterbug. Should you catch him buzzing round you, keep away from the jitterbug. Oh, the bees in the breeze and the bats in the trees have a terrible, horrible buzz. But the bees in the breeze and the bats in the trees couldn't do what the jitterbug does. So be careful of that rascal, keep away from the jitterbug, the jitterbug. Oh, the jitter, oh, the bug, oh, the jitterbug, da 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 da. In the twitter, in the throes, oh, the critter's got me dancing on a thousand toes. The she blows. Hey, who's that hiding in the treetops? It's that rascal, the jitterbug. Should you catch him buzzing round you, keep away from the jitterbug. Oh, the bats and the bees and the breeze in the trees have a terrible, horrible buzz. But the bees in the breeze and the bats in the trees couldn't do what the jitterbug does. So be so careful of that rascal. Keep away from the jitterbug, the jitterbug, jitterbug.
A very jolly Arlen tune cut from The Wizard of Oz, but recorded by Judy Garland. I think Arlen is sort of the voice of the Scarecrow earlier in that. That's what they tell me. That's what the folks tell me. Well, Arlen worked with three great lyricists in particular. Ted Kohler, who we heard earlier from his Cotton Club days and some standards. Ip Harburg, with whom he wrote The Wizard of Oz, a number of great films. And then Johnny Mercer in 1941, and they wrote a number of awesome songs as well. That major song was Blues in the Night from 1941. Quick, what's the only line you can draw between Harold Arlen and Elia Kazan? Yes, when that great director was an actor, he was in Blues in the Night. Anyway, here is Judy Garland covering that very throbbing, soulful song as only she can.
My mommy done told me when I was in pigtails. My mommy done told me, hon, a man's gonna sweet talk and give you the big eye. But when a sweet talking's done, a man is a two-face, a worrisome thing who'll leave you to sing the blues in a night. Now the rains are falling, hear the train are calling, hooey. My mama done told me, hear that lonesome whistle blowing across the trestle, hooey. My mama done told me, a hooey da hooey. Old clickety-clacks echoing back the blues in the night. The evening breeze will start the trees to cry, and the moon will hide its light when you get the blues in the night. To Mobile, from Memphis to St. Joe, wherever the four winds blow. I've been in some big towns and heard me some big talk, but there is one thing I know. A man is a two-face, a worrisome thing who'll leave you to sing the blues in a night. My mommy was right, there's blues in the night.
See, that's the great thing about the American Popular Songbook. If a guy sings it, it's when he's in knee pants. It's when a girl sings it, she's in pigtails. And who sang it better than Judy Garland? Judy Garland actually had a very long romantic relationship with the lyricist Johnny Mercer. that particular song. So lots of currents going on there. Well, let's look at one more classic song that Arlen wrote in his Hollywood days. This is from the film version of Cabin in the Sky in 1943. It's not in the original Broadway score by John LaTouche and Vernon Duke. It was written by Arland and Harburg for the film, for Ethel Waters. And another kind of irony, of course, Judy Garland eventually had a son named Joey. And so here she is singing that happiness is just a thing called Joe.
It seems like happiness is just a thing called Joe. He's got a smile that makes the lilacs want to grow. He's got a way that makes the angels heave a sigh when they know little Joe's passing by. Sometimes the cabin's gloomy and the table's bare, but then he'll kiss me and it's Christmas everywhere. Troubles fly away and life is easy go. Does he love me good? That's all I need to know. Seems like happiness is just a thing called Joe. Sometimes the cabin's gloomy and the table's bare, but then he'll kiss me and it's Christmas Joe. My little Joe.
Judy Garland singing a song written by Harold Arlen for the film of Cabin in the Sky, an American classic. Supposedly, according to Yip Harburg, he was so hounded by Hollywood studio executives at MGM that were concerned about his left-wing sensibilities that they brought him in and demanded to know if the Joe in that title might have been Joe Stalin. I find that hard to believe, but it's a good story. Well, after the war, Arlen returned to Broadway, and he was desperate in those post-Rodgers and Hammerstein days to get a big Broadway hit. And he and Johnny Mercer wrote an incredible score, certainly one of my five top favorites, St. Louis Woman in 1946. And here is Judy Garland to sing two fantastic songs from that show, beginning with Any Place I Hang My Hat Is Home.
My style, howdy do me, watch me smile. Fare thee well, me, after a while, 'cause I gotta roam, and any place I hang my hat is home. Cherry wine, thank you kindly, suits me fine. Kansas City, Caroline, that's my honeycomb. 'Cause any place I hang my hat is home. Birds roosting in a tree, pick up and go and cruise. That's how it ought to be. I pick up too when the spirit moves me across the river. So long, friend, there's a voice in the lonesome wind that keeps whispering, roam. I'm going where the welcome mat is, no matter where that is. Any place I hang my hat is home. In the lonesome wind that keeps whispering, roam. I'm going where the welcome mat is, no matter where that is. Any place I hang my hat is home. Thank you.
gonna love you like nobody's loved you, come rain or come shine. High as a mountain, deep as a river, come rain or come shine. I guess when you met me, it was just one of those things. But don't ever bet me, 'cause I'm gonna be true if you let me. You're gonna love me like nobody's loved me, come rain or come shine. Happy together, unhappy together, oh, that'd be fine. Days may be cloudy or sunny, we're in or we're out of the money, but I'm with you always, I'm with you rain or shine. I'm gonna love you, come rain or come shine. High as a mountain and deep as a river, come rain or come shine. I'm gonna love you. I guess when you met me, it was just one of those things, one of those crazy things. But don't you ever bet me, don't you bet me, 'cause I'm gonna be true, gonna be true if you let me, let me, let me, let me, let me, let me love you, let me love you. Come shine. Happy together, unhappy together. Won't that be fine? Days may be cloudy or sunny. We're in or we're out of the money. But I'm with you, baby.
Zowie, how can you beat Harold Arlen, Judy Garland, and some bongo drums? That, of course, was from St. Louis Woman. Hello, this is Larry Maslon, your host for Broadway to Main Street, and today we're looking at Judy Sings Arlen, that rare, magical, bookended, phenomenal way in which Harold Arlen wrote songs that Judy Garland just knocked out of the ballpark. I should mention today is also the last day of our challenge drive here at WPPB, so please go to the website and WPPB.org and send us some money. One of Arlen's kind of outlier songs was a brilliant song written for an opera singer named Lawrence Tibbett called Last Night When We Were Young. Lyrics by Harburg, and it never really found a place in a show. It was supposed to be in the film of In the Good Old Summertime, and it was cut at the last minute for being a little too sophisticated. It is a very sophisticated song. It's one of the most, thought through, long, intense lyrics or a knockout songs in the American popular canon. Anyway, thankfully, Judy Garland did record it, and here it is.
Last night when we were young. Love was a star, a song unsung. Life was so new, so real, so right. Ages ago, last night, that shone so bright ages ago last night. To think that spring had depended on merely this, a look, a kiss. To think that something so splendid could slip away in one little daybreak. So now let's collect the sighs and the kisses, the arms that clasp.
Killer, what a song. In 1929, Harold Arlen and the lyricist Ted Kohler wrote a song called Get Happy, which was put into a review that came and went. It's better known when it was interpolated into the 1950 soundtrack to Summerstock as a way of beefing up Judy Garland's role in the film. She sings it in her 1960s television show with a guest, a young woman who sort of followed in her footsteps as one of the great singers in American pop canon. Here is Judy Garland and Pal singing Get Happy.
Forget your trouble.
Happy days.
Come on, get happy.
I'll hear again the sky. Above a clear again.
Shout hallelujah.
So let's sing a song.
Come on, get happy.
Cheer again.
Get ready.
Happy
for
days
the
I hear again.
The sun is shining.
Together.
Come on, get happy.
Shout it now.
Love
there's no
is waiting. Shout hallelujah.
So let's tell the world
and just get happy
about it now.
We're
happy days are here again.
We're heading across a river. Soon your cares years will all be gone.
There'll be no more from now on. From now on.
Forget the past and just get happy.
I hear again.
You better change
the sky.
That was Garland, joined, of course, by Barbara Streisand on her television show. Well, the Wizard of Oz is the open parentheses of her film career, and certainly her collaboration with Arlen. The closed parentheses, of course, has to be A Star is Born from 1954. Rather epic story about Hollywood and a starlet who, her rise and fall and rise, as it were. And famously, it was mutilated, it was cut. A lot of great songs by Arlen and Ira Gershwin, his last great lyricist, were left on the cutting room floor, but some very clever people managed to find them over the years. So let's hear, of course, the standard that did not get away from that wonderful film, and then we'll hear a song that was recovered. Both songs, of course, sung by Judy Garland, music by Harold Arlen, and lyrics by the ever effervescent Ira Gershwin.
The night is bitter, the stars have lost their glitter, the winds grow colder, suddenly you're older, and all because of the man that got away. Run off and undone you. That great beginning has seen a final inning. Don't know what happened. It's all a crazy game. Just no let up the live long night. looking for the man that got away.
Don't be contented with the wrong face. There's a way to change it. Does the day look painful? The future glum? Does the sky look rainful? Hey there, say there, are you in a vacuum? All this stuff and nonsense you can overcome. A long face gets you nowhere. You lose that month of May. Like Peter Pan, the sweeter Pan wins the day. Go lose that long face, that long face. Go long long face lost. The blues black out when they can see a smile that says move on, no vacancy. This panacea idea I'm handing you without any cost. There isn't any tax on it, so just relax on it. If you want trouble, double cross. Don't give to a frown, turn that frown upside down and get yourself that long face lost.
From A Star Is Born, Ira Gershwin recycled that lyric, Sweeter Pan and Peter Pan, I think from Funny Face from 1927. Well, he's allowed. He's a genius. Well, clearly Judy Garland trusted Harold Arlen like no other composer. And even later in her career, there was a musical, animated musical called Gay Purree, P-U-R-R-E-E, that was set among cats in Paris. I don't know who they thought the audience for that would possibly be, 1962. But Harburg and Arlen wrote a very charming group of quartet of songs for that movie. Here is Judy Garland to sing Paris is a Lonely Town.
Glamour's gone, the shades are down, and Paris is only a lonely town. Lonely. When love's a laugh and you're the clown, then Paris is only another town. Dreary. Loveless clown, this town's a weary merry-go-round and round and round. The chestnut, the willow, the colors of Utrillo turn to gray, gray. This is a lonely, dreary, oh, so lonely town. Where's that shining flower neath the Eiffel Tower? Where's that fair? Each glamorous bridge is a bridge of sighs. River, river, won't you be my lover? Don't turn me down.
That was from Gay Purree, 1962, which was Judy Garland's, I would say, last attempt in a movie to attract a younger audience. Of course, her first was in 1939 with The Wizard of Oz, and there's no way we were going to leave that out, but how do you top that? Talking about Over the Rainbow, she says, I have sung it dozens of times, and it's still the song that is closest to my heart. It's very gratifying to have a song that is more or less known as my song or my theme song, and to have it written by the fantastic Harold Arlen. So, of course, Over the Rainbow became one of the, the top song ever written in America, I think about 10 years ago. Here is a recording. It's not from the movie, but it's from a commercial release, and Arlen himself is at the piano, Judy Garland at the mic. What better way to finish our wonderful hour of Judy Sings the Work of Harold Arlen? Thanks, folks. The time all gone to. This is Larry Maslon here at Broadway to Main Street. Let's catch up next Sunday at 3.
There's so much more embracing still to be done, but time is racing. Oh, well, we'll catch up some other time.